Disclaimer: this book contains actual philosophical content hidden beneath layers of sarcasm, mockery, and irreverence. Any educational value you may extract from these pages is purely intentional, but will be firmly denied if confronted by members of academia. The author has made every reasonable attempt to accurately explain philosophical concepts while simultaneously suggesting they might be nonsense. If these two goals occasionally conflict, the author regrets nothing. No philosophers were harmed in the making of this book, as they have all been dead for a considerable amount of time and are thus beyond harm. Their legacies, however, may require therapy. This book is not a substitute for reading the original philosophical texts, but let's be honest, you weren't going to do that anyway. The publisher and author disclaim any liability for philosophical crises, existential dread, or sudden urges to speak in incomprehensible jargon that may result from reading this book. If you begin using terms like dialectical, difference, or the hermeneutics of facticity in everyday conversation, please seek immediate help. Dedicated to everyone who's ever nodded along in a philosophy seminar while understanding absolutely nothing. Genuine academic disclaimer: while this book takes a humorous and irreverent approach to explaining philosophy, the core explanations of concepts, historical context, and influence are factually accurate. The author has made a good faith effort to present philosophical ideas correctly before proceeding to mock them mercilessly. The jokes, analogies, and contemporary references are intended to make difficult philosophical concepts more accessible and memorable, not to replace rigorous understanding. Readers seeking a complete and nuanced understanding of the philosophical systems presented are encouraged to consult the original texts and scholarly commentary once they've stopped laughing. All exaggerations, simplifications, and instances of comedic license are intentional and in service of both humor and clarity. The author acknowledges that philosophical traditions are more complex and potentially valuable than any single interpretation can convey. Introduction: How to Be the Most Hated Man in Amsterdam Without Even Trying. Welcome, brave intellectual masochist, to the world of Baruch Spinoza, the philosopher who looked at the thriving religious persecution industry of the 17th century and thought, "I bet I could piss off everyone simultaneously." If Nietzsche killed God, Spinoza did something far worse. He turned God into math, and not even the fun kind with calculators. Spinoza's life, from nice Jewish boy to philosophical pariah. Picture Amsterdam in the 1600s. Tulips, canals, and enough religious tension to snap a windmill in half. Into this powder keg of theological anxiety saunters young Baruch Spinoza, a Portuguese Jewish kid with the social survival instincts of a moth at a flamethrower convention. Born in 1632 to a family of merchants who had fled the Portuguese Inquisition, spoiler alert, fleeing religious persecution runs in the family. Spinoza might have lived a perfectly respectable life selling dried fruits and becoming everyone's favorite synagogue member. Sadly, for his social calendar, but luckily for philosophy, he decided thinking was more fun than being invited to dinner parties. By age 24, Spinoza achieved what most philosophers only dream of: getting formally kicked out of his entire religious community. The rabbis of Amsterdam issued an order of excommunication so nasty it basically told everyone to treat him like he had the plague. Their official statement included gems like, "Cursed be he by day, and cursed be he by night," the 17th century equivalent of a social media cancel.